County's leading real estate lender first at esfcu.com or text or call them today to get started. 620-342-2336. Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 424226. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome once again to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Doing very well this morning, Ron. Thank you very much. Appreciate Emporia State Federal Credit Union supporting this spot for us. We enjoy giving these monthly updates about what's going on at the college.
There's a lot happening, and big news coming out of the Board of Education meeting yesterday evening, Dr. Daugherty, and we might as well start with that because the Advancing Tomorrow Capital campaign sounds like it's going to officially launch to the public here in really less than a month.
Yeah, Chuck, it sure is. We shared everything with the board last night, so we presented the materials, we presented the spaces, the intent, the goal, how it will impact some of our current programs, what that intent is, what we see that workforce need is, what the skills shortage appears to be, and what we can do to fit into that arena and make sure that we are supporting the workforce for our region and some of the employer needs.
This has been, obviously, when you have an announcement like this, we're talking, a roughly two-year push, close to $20 million, I think it's $17 million total here. This doesn't happen in a vacuum, and it doesn't take a snap decision to do this. So how does this dovetail into the ongoing conversations that we've had here on our airwaves for a year plus about space needs and really what else has been underpinning slash overlapping this conversation to bring this to the forefront now?
Yes, that's a really good question, Chuck. As you identified, you and I have been talking on this topic for well over a year, perhaps even a couple years now, related to some of the space challenges that we do have. Our industrial engineering program this summer underwent a small renovation. We expanded from 12 to 24 PLC, programmable logic control panels, and we're able to increase that a little bit, but that still does not respond to industry need. Our power plant technology program is at our downtown campus, which is on a power plant program, is on the third floor of an old high school with lab spaces that are carpets and classrooms from the 1940s. So we are really focusing on ensuring that we're providing some of our programs some spaces that they don't currently have to respond to perhaps some of the workforce needs. I think I've shared before, but I do want to reiterate that our power plant program is one of six in the nation. So we get students from all over the nation that come in on this program. It is an online program, so we have students from New York State, from Florida, from other areas who are wanting to work themselves or are current employees in power plant technologies or power plant facilities. So to respond to this and to ensure that our students have really cutting-edge technology, cutting-edge spaces where when they step into their work environment, they are able to respond to that work environment and those spaces because they're coming out of an area that is replicating those models.
Well, if there's going to be a capital campaign, as we've touched on here briefly, there's got to be a capital campaign plan. And for Flint Hills Technical College, we have to have Mike Crouch, the Vice President of Advancement at Flint Hills Tech College. Mike, game on here, sounds like.
It is. I tell you, it's time to go now, isn't it, Ron?
Sounds like it, my friend. So where are we at?
So we are tremendously excited to be kicking off this campaign. This is the largest capital campaign that Flint Hills Technical College has ever undertaken. And as Dr. Daugherty mentioned, you know, we've been working on the planning of this now for well over a year, close to 2 years. And, you know, we've been working in the silent phase of this campaign to try to get some things in place. And we will be announcing a lead gift at the kickoff event. But we're now, you know, heading into full campaign mode. And so we'll be out you know, talking with folks and sharing with them the exciting news of what this is going to do for, you know, not only Flint Hills Technical College and the Emporia area, but really this entire region and the state of Kansas. This facility and the programs and the faculty within this facility have an opportunity to impact industry in the state of Kansas for decades.
Mike, Dr. Daugherty mentioned about, you know, the number of different internal factors here that are leading to this, but talk about some of those external factors that make this the right time to push forward and maybe highlight more about that regional / statewide positive impact that this could have. Really, how do you see this positively impacting, you know, business and industry across the state of Kansas?
You bet. So, you know, we talk with our industry partners on a regular basis, and we've been hearing from them for a number of years now that there's a labor shortage of skilled workers, for one. You know, data shows us that just in Kansas, employers are facing a shortage of 82,000 skilled workers in the state of Kansas. Obviously, that number changes all the time. But even more than that is folks that are trained at a high level in automation and robotics. The power plant industry is obviously a very unique skill set. And so currently in the spaces that we have, we really don't have the ability to increase our offerings in the automation robotics realm. Dr. Daugherty mentioned the PLCs, the programmable logic controls. Every industry partner we have would hire 3 to 5 PLC technicians today if we could give them to them, including the power plant industry. So they are in tremendously high demand. It's a tremendously high skill set. And so we have an opportunity to offer graduates an opportunity to look for career opportunities, not just within the Emporia region, but regionally as well.
So will this, expand the opportunity for enrollment, Mike?
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the big parts of this is expanding the size of the lab space. So it will allow us to increase the number of students in those programs, as well as give them additional pathway options to graduation.
What is going to be in the building itself? And I'm not sure, Dr. Daugherty, if you want to take that or if, Mike, you want to take that, but what are going to be the components of the really the Advanced Technology Center that's going to be the key component of this drive?
Sure, I'll take that, and then I'm going to pass it off to Mike as well. So one thing that we shared with our board last night was that we are increasing lab space by about 11,000 square feet. So that's going to be a significant increase. So that's just with two of the different programs. Between the two programs for industrial engineering and power plant technology, we are also adding, as Mike referenced, the robotics and automation classrooms along what we see as a west wall, the west wall of this facility. For those who are listening, this, I'm not sure if we've made that clear, and to Ron and Chuck, this is going to take the place of the tent. So if you recall where we've put the tent the past few years, that's where we were very fortunate to be able to work with architects, and they helped us identify that space as actually a building footprint on our west lawn. And so that's certainly where this is going to be built and what we're looking at. And then we will also have some student services in that location, in that facility, as well as like a welcome center, and perhaps even identifying a real entrance to the college. And so we've really talked about that a lot as well. So really just kind of an overview of a few of the programs and the spaces. A lot of planning, obviously, for 3 to 5 years out, 6 years out for backfill and how we expand the current programs that are in the other facilities and what that looks like once some space opens up. So we do have more of a, I would call it a maybe an 8 to 10 year master plan related to a lot of these initiatives. And this first peg, honestly, the first peg to some degree was the maintenance facility, and so it is allowing us to open up some additional spaces, and the bigger plan is to also relocate the programs from the downtown campus. So there's a lot at work, a lot of wheels spinning with this, but certainly Mike has led these efforts and done a great job. So I want to pass it back over to him related to what he sees some of these spaces and programs and opportunities in this new Advanced Industry Education Center.
Well, I think on top of the academic spaces, which obviously are the cornerstone of this facility and really the most important part of this facility, but also, we will relocate all of our student services offices into the front entryway of this, expand some of those areas. We currently don't really have, a meeting room that will hold 10 or 12 people. So when a family comes in and they're exploring options for enrollment, and they have family members with them. Currently, they sit in somebody's office, and a couple of kids are sitting on the floor. And we'll be able to build out some spaces where we can accommodate folks when they come in and provide them the level of service that they deserve and expect when they come in to look at our options.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be using the space well, the space that you are going to be able to provide with the Advanced Industry Education Center. Campaign, basically, Mike, we mentioned it's go time. Do you have a window of when you'd like to at least get, as President Daugherty said, peg one complete?
Yeah, so really, as of right now, we've set this as a two-year campaign. As you know, when it comes to fundraising, everything is fluid.
Sure.
And, we are thrilled that we have a lot of industry partners and foundations and private donors that are tremendously supportive of FHTC and our students. So we're excited to get out and start to share this with them and share the opportunities that this is going to bring to this area. Hopefully folks are as excited as we are and want to come on board to help make this become a reality.
This is obviously a significant step here. Once we mentioned here about Dr. Daugherty, the fundraising timetable, what is the construction timetable once the fundraising is complete?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say if we can, it would be nice to break ground, by 27. And within a year, our personal timeline, I think we even had 26, 27 moving into it. So we're being pretty aggressive with this. I would say it would be great to break ground in 27 as we, I have every faith, as you all know how Mike can work. He does a great job. So we're looking forward to what kind of additional partnerships and conversations and creative approaches we can make with this effort. And then I would love to see us break ground at that point in 27. And it'd be wonderful if we could have classes starting in here in spring of, 29, in January of 29.
Maybe fall of 28.
Maybe fall of 28. Maybe. So that'd be great if we could have that unveiling and have those students walk through the ribbons in fall of 28. But so we do understand some of the challenges with that, but it is very aggressive and it is a need. So it is something that is, I had mentioned the 11,000 square feet. We're looking at a 27,000 total square foot facility. Yeah. And so we do feel like it, I will add, when we first started this, we scaled this back quite a bit, and I'm very proud of what we are presenting to the public right now. It is such a perfect, it meshes with who we are, roll up the sleeves and get to work. The facility itself is a little workhorse of a facility, and I think it fits right in with the rest of our campus. So we're really looking forward to sharing this with the public, and we invite everyone to join us on April 3rd at 10 a.m.
Yeah, I wanted to add on to what Dr. Daugherty said, Ron. There really is no fluff, as I would say, in this building. As we worked internally with an internal group through the schematic design process, we started with a larger facility as we looked at different options, and we really have tried to scale this back to something that is responsible for FHTC, it's responsible for this community, but it really is something that is going to serve the needs of our programs and our students for decades to come.
All right, so we heard you say the fall of 28. Way to put that pressure on yourself, Mike.
let the record reflect that the president said, spring of 29. This is I want to make sure we're clear on that.
Ron and Chuck, you've known me for a while, right?
Yes, we have, my friend. Yes, we have. So Karen, what was the board's reaction last night to the presentation?
I was very, very happy with their response. They were engaged. They were nodding. They were hand us some more of the flyers, help us with the talking points. I think they're ready to go. I think they feel like the past year, we've been working on this almost 18 months with the board and with Benmore Architects. So I think that they are very receptive to what they saw and what we have scaled back, and that when we had to start making some decisions internally, what we first did was, how does this space support a student? If it didn't, it was gone. And so what we've narrowed, what we've trimmed this down to is 100% student support spaces and student learning spaces.
You know, Mike, this has got to put a jump start, a charge, a spring in your step, too, with, you know, all the activities that are rolling in towards the gala benefit in late April, and specifically with Wrangler on the Rocks underway right now.
Yeah, so I'm glad you led into that, Chuck, because I was hoping that we'd get a chance to talk a little bit about that. To say that things are busy in our office is maybe an understatement. It is a busy time of year, but for those that don't know, Wrangler on the Rocks, our online spirits auction, is underway right now as we speak. So if folks are interested in that, I would encourage them to, you know, go to our website, fhtc.edu/foundation, and they can find a link to check that out. That runs through Thursday evening at 8 o'clock. That's a lead-in to, obviously, the big event, which is our benefit gala on April 25th. Tickets actually opened up to go on sale yesterday. So, again, people can go directly to our website and check out the opportunity to get tickets. We have you know, some really, really large items that we've already secured in the live auction. If you've got a second, I'd love to share a couple of those with you, because they're pretty special.
Share away.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, Modern Air has done this for a couple of years now, but they have put a full heating and air system fully installed in the auction, and all the funds off of that will go directly to the Wrangler Student Crisis Relief Fund. So anybody out there that's working on building a house or you know, looking at something like that, this is a great opportunity to secure that. We have, and this is a first time and very unique for us, we have a 7 to 10 day guided hunt for two in South Africa.
Whoa. Wow.
The only cost will be your airfare to get there, meals, lodging, the guide, firearms, licensing, everything is included. So if you're somebody that likes to hunt and this, you know, a trip like this is on your bucket list, I would get online and buy tickets and join us that evening, because this is really going to be a unique opportunity. And then we just secured yesterday, and I'm opening my phone here, a trip for 8 days, 7 nights to the Mayan Palace at Vidanta in Nuevo Vallarta. I probably didn't say any of that correctly.
Sounded good to me.
But, works for me, yeah.
It sounds awesome, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds great.
So, you know, as Yikes. Always, there's going to be some great items. Yeah, I will say, you know, the staff in the foundation office are doing a phenomenal job of planning the event and getting it going. I want to say thank you to VecTech, who is our presenting sponsor this year. We certainly couldn't do it without them, as well as all the others that are a part of making this happen.
Well, okay, just a few things going on until
short list, right?
Huh? Yeah. Well, it was a pleasure to talk to you both. We will certainly be in touch, and keep up the great work, Karen. Thanks.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it, Ron. You all have a great week.
Mike, good to talk to you.
Ron, Chuck, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Mike Crouch, of course, Vice President of Advancement, Flint Hills Technical College, and Dr. Karen Daugherty, President of the Flint Hills Tech College. The capital campaign is now on, sounds like, Chuck.
It is a game on, and a huge announcement coming from yesterday's Board of Trustees.